News is being brought to you this morning by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no wait refills and Rex packs. A police officer in Council Bluffs was bitten and had blood spat on them while attempting to subdue an out-of-control suspect late Saturday evening. Authorities say the incident began when officers were called to 1320 North 21st Street in Council Bluffs around 7:50 p.m. Saturday for a reported domestic disturbance. The female victim, Jackie Sim, met officers outside the front yard, and the suspect, Dean Sim, refused to exit the house and yelled out to officers to shoot him. Officers confirmed that a domestic assault occurred, and while speaking with Dean Sim, who was still in the doorway holding a small chainsaw, officers observed him slam his head several times into the front door, eventually knocking himself out. While he was knocked out, officers entered the home, secured the saw, and called for medics due to Sim having a laceration on his head from slamming his head into the door. Officers began gathering information regarding the call, and medics arrived. And while medics were treating Sim, he lunged for an officer's duty weapon. The officer was able to turn his gun away, and Sim had a hold of the officer's cruiser mic, which was attached to his duty belt. Another officer was attempting to restrain Sim and was bit in the left calf. He was tasered by a third officer, and Sim was immediately handcuffed. And while he was being turned over, he spat blood in the face and on the neck of one of the officers and refused medical assistance and was taken to corrections. The officer who was bitten and spit on went to Mercy Hospital for treatment of possible exposure. The officer's left calf had redness and slight swelling from the bite and was released back to full duty later. Sim faces several charges, including disarming a peace officer, assault on a peace officer, interference with official acts, and serious domestic assault. In other news this morning, two Red Oak men were taken into custody late Saturday night, according to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. 38-year-old Joseph Bredberg and 29-year-old Cody Keith Tunnell, both of Red Oak, were arrested at approximately 11:39 p.m. Saturday in the 2300 block of Eastern Avenue for public intoxication. The two were transported to the Montgomery County Corrections Office, where they were booked and held on $300 cash bond each. A Red Oak man was arrested early Sunday morning on a charge of possession of drug paraphernalia, according to the Red Oak PD. At approximately 1:08 a.m., officers arrested 42-year-old Chris Allen Taylor of Red Oak for possession of drug paraphernalia. Taylor was cited and released later Sunday morning after his bond was met of $300. The Red Oak police also report the arrest of a Red Oak man late Sunday night for breach of peace. At 10:44 p.m. last night, officers arrested 29-year-old Brian Paul Anderson of Red Oak. He was taken into custody and held on $300 cash bond. And a Missouri man was arrested early this morning in Red Oak on multiple charges. Red Oak police report the arrest at 1:45 a.m. this morning in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street. 25-year-old Christopher Michael Myers of St. Joseph, Missouri, was arrested for 3 counts of theft in the second degree, 2 counts of identity theft, and 1 count of theft in the third degree. Myers was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $5,000 cash bond. Details have been released by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office about an accident Monday, August 17th. On that date, the Montgomery County Communications received a call at 9:19 p.m. stating there was a single vehicle property damage accident on 110th Street, a half mile west of Grant. After investigation, it was determined that a 1997 Chevy 1500 pickup operated by 73-year-old Terry Evans of Corning was parked across the travel portion of the road with its four-way flashers on while attempting to close a gate after putting cattle back in the fence. A 2013 Chevy Impala driven by 56-year-old Michael Webb of Red Oak crested the hill traveling westbound and took evasive action to avoid hitting the Evans vehicle. This caused the vehicle to lose control and enter the north ditch, causing about $2,500 damage to the vehicle. No other details were reported and charges are pending at this time. Creston Police Department reports an accident involving two vehicles on Friday night at 8:25 p.m. A 2001 Honda Odyssey van driven by a Glenwood man was traveling southbound on New York Avenue in Creston when a Dodge truck pulling a trailer traveling in the same direction had a tire fall off the trailer. The tire rolled into the lane of the van and struck it in the front bumper area. The truck and trailer were owned by a Shannon City, Iowa man, and conditions were rainy during the accident. A damage estimate was not able to be obtained due to previous damage to the van from another accident. The Glenwood man suffered possible injuries as a result of that crash as well. A Sioux City school board member accused of sexually harassing a district employee has resigned. Paul Speedo resigned Friday earlier last a week. He acknowledged sending inappropriate texts, but said he'd remained on the board. He said the communications had stopped. With a resignation letter he sent to the board, Spiegel included a copy of an apology he sent to the employee, who was not named. Spiegel says he'd exchanged texts with the woman for years and was surprised that she did not tell him she was offended by his communications. Iowa education officials are close to adopting new computerized exams for students in the state's 336 school districts, but critics question whether the new tests are worth the cost. The Des Moines Register reports the State Board of Education is likely to drop multiple choice tests with paper answer sheets in favor of smarter, balanced, adaptive computerized tests. Critics question the value of the $8.3 million test because of the potential for technical problems and the fact that school districts may have to upgrade their wireless networks to administer them. But supporters say the computerized tests provide valuable information because they can change the difficulty of future questions based on a student's answers. In your funeral announcements this morning, Betty J. Weedy Berg, age 82, of Shelby, died Thursday in Shelby. Services for Betty J. Weedy Berg will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Shelby United Lutheran Church here today. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Dale Robert Plain, age 94, of Knoxville, died Thursday at the Pella Regional Healthcare Center. Services for Dale Plain will be held Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Christina Marie Ward Turnbull, age 56, of Red Oak, died Saturday at Hospice with Heart in Glenwood. Memorial services for Christina Ward Turnbull will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Faith Community Church in Red Oak. The Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home in Red Oak has arrangements. Shirley Sevier, age 74, of Maxburg, died on Friday at her residence. Funeral services for Shirley Sevier will be held on Tuesday at 1 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Dwayne Boblett, age 60, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Dwayne Boblett will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home Coon Rapids has arrangements. Max D. Ullman, age 86, of Adair, died on Saturday at the New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Services for Max Ullman will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Dorothy Norgard, age 91, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Dorothy Norgard will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Mary Ann Shima, age 78, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Shima will be held Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Helen I. McNabb, age 104, of Granger and formerly of Shelby, died Tuesday in Granger. A memorial service for Helen McNabb will be held Saturday at 1:30 p.m. at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Judy Bentley, age 70, of Oakland, died Saturday. Services for Judy Bentley are pending at Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. John Van Vliet, age 67, of Orient, died Sunday at the Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for John Van Vliet are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Virginia Pauline Williams, age 94, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Virginia P. Williams are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's your news and funeral announcements brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.